It's a beautiful spring morning. You tilt your head back to feel the sunlight kiss your forehead. A warm golden ray caresses your face. It's a gentle reminder that no matter what happens around you, today is about slowing down and enjoying the wonderful spring atmosphere. A woman with a shy smile approaches you. "I'm Aiko, your guide," she says, as she bows her head slightly forward. Her voice is soft and tinged with a pleasant accent. She's lived in Tokyo her whole life and is looking forward to showing you some of her favorite cherry blossom spots. Of you start walking as Aiko gives you a little background on the history of cherry trees here. Sakura, as the Japanese call the cherry tree, is a gift of nature that has inspired many generations. In Japanese culture, cherry blossoms are richly symbolic. With slow steps, you follow Aiko. She talks about the cherry tree's brief blooming period, which is highly dependent on the weather. In Tokyo, cherry trees bloom at the end of March or early in April. The oval buds transform into delicate flowers for only 2 weeks. This time can shorten considerably if it's rainy or windy. With the sky in a uniform shade of blue and the wind holding its breath, you seem to be in luck today. Since ancient times, the Japanese have appreciated cherry blossoms because of their beauty, volatility, and ephemeral nature. Nowadays, people associate it with the idea of destiny and acceptance of that which is out of control. During cherry blossom season, people throughout Japan spend their time outside, trying to reconnect with nature. This is also one of our goals for today, Aiko says, smiling. Not far from your meeting point is one of Tokyo's largest parks. The first trees greeting you at the entrance are tall, old chestnuts, like faithful guards at the castle's gate. They line both sides of a wide footpath. Admiring their imposing stature, you forget, for a moment, that you're in the heart of a city. A few more steps and the shadow of the chestnut trees disappear, revealing a park in full bloom. Now there are trees scattered everywhere in sight, some of them white, others pink. Their blossoms contrast beautifully against the blue sky and the perfectly manicured grass. Everything looks brighter, like you're standing in a painting, noticing your excitement. Aiko pauses. She knows how inspiring this view is. You can't translate it into words, and the feeling of awe is even more breathtaking for a first-time visitor.